It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly deep dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning. What's your topic today?
Well, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me here. Today, we're going to be addressing the top six concerns of buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
And people are always concerned because it is such a big investment. Tell us about what some of the concerns are right now.
Yeah, so one of the most common concerns that we're hearing amongst the buyers we're working with is, I feel like it's a bad time to buy.
And so how do you address that?
Yeah, so it's a very valid concern. We're hearing it from a lot of buyers. So if you're a buyer out there contemplating buying right now, recognize that the real estate market is always fluctuating, so which can create uncertainty. If you're thinking about buying real estate, it's important to remember that real estate is a long-term investment. And I'm encouraging all buyers out there to explore and get educated on the local market conditions and the broader economic factors. And so by having more knowledge and having an agent working for you that's knowledgeable about the current market conditions, buyers can better understand timing and make informed decisions about their purchase.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, another point I've heard sometimes from people is, hey, I want to sell my home myself. What do you tell them?
Well, that's a classic situation. And, I always appreciate sellers that have that initiative. Many people underestimate the complexity involved in selling a home successfully. And sometimes when we hear this, we just want to understand why the seller may want to sell their home themselves, right? So once we understand why they want to go the for sale by owner route, then we're sharing some data about the current market and then highlighting the benefits an agent can provide. So it's helping the seller see the value that an agent can bring to assure a smooth and profitable sale that's going to net them the most amount of money.
That makes a lot of sense. What if a buyer says, and I hear this one, I can't afford the house I want. Welcome to everybody's world. How could they better understand their buying power?
Yeah, so this is where the mortgage resources come into play. So highly encourage buyers out there to explore the different lending options out there that could increase their purchasing power. So even if they can't afford their dream home right now, we're going to help them prioritize their must-haves versus nice-to-haves and set realistic expectations based on the current market values.
Well, that's some great insight. What about sellers that say, I heard my home is worth this much?
Yeah, so there are certain online estimators out there that give sellers a false sense of their home's true value, right? So you should already be privy to these estimators' outputs or how on or off they can be. Again, it's important to have the right data. So agents can show a seller what comparable homes in their neighborhood are selling for, as well as what the landscape looks like for selling in the local market. This also may be a great opportunity for sellers to make updates or repairs that can help boost their selling price.
And some people don't want to make updates. How do you address that?
Yeah, of course, sellers love their homes and they think they're perfect as is. But for the prospective buyers, the perception of perfection can vary wildly. So it's important to understand making updates and repairs is a regular part of the process. And an agent can help demonstrate that making these changes can help improve the selling price or even help it sell sooner. So consider comparing the amenities other homes in the neighborhood have or consider staging the home properly to help it be seen in its best light.
Now, what about people that say they're not ready for that commitment related to a home?
Yeah, buying a home is a big deal, and I can understand if they're not quite ready. In fact, it's the biggest deal we mentioned investment people make in their lifetime. So this can be daunting for any potential home buyer, especially first-generation home buyers. Renting comes with pros, but also plenty of cons. So educating a buyer is vital to helping them understand the options and the equity and security owning a home can offer.
And so great way to learn about concerns and to figure this process out. Hopefully, then people can feel more confident.
Yeah. I mean, buying a home isn't just like, hey, let's go shopping, make an offer, you know, we're already pre-approved and buy it. There's a lot of emotional factors and considerations that go into purchasing or selling a home.
You shouldn't just buy a home on the way to Costco. You know what I mean?
You know, I kind of want to do that every now and then, but then reality hits.
But it's such a big thing. You really need to think it out, but not necessarily overthink it out either.
Right. Because,
and if you're dealing with professionals, they can answer all these questions, and you don't, you know, you can feel that you're confident, you're with somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, and there's oftentimes people think maybe they need to sell because they have a problem, but oftentimes an agent can help solve those problems, and they can stay in their house longer. So I always love that as an option, too, for a homeowner.
So let's take a look at the real estate updates for this week. What's been going on?
Yeah, so another busy week for real estate. Here's the weekly updates for September 27th through October 3rd. Looking at the changes for the last 7 days, we had one coming soon, new listing. That's coming on soon. New listings, 41. That's down from 54 the week before. Back in the market, we saw 5 listings come back on the market. 2 more sellers negotiated bumpable offers on their properties, meaning the buyer has a house to sell or a contingency to meet. We had 48 price changes in the last 7 days. We saw 50 properties go pending. So I always like comparing the number of 50 pending sales compared to the new listings of 41. So right now, pending sales highly outpace new listings on the market. So that's good. We have a lot of action. 34 sold properties for the last 7 days. And we had 26 properties that were on the market that expired. So that may be coming back on, or maybe they're waiting for the winter.
Now, we've got a long list of properties here, and they're all over the price range.
Yeah, they are all over. So kind of interesting here. I really like these 55 and older communities. I don't know, maybe because I'm getting closer to the age. They're gated. We have a brand new listing at 160 Northwest Rachel Lynn Way. It's $415,000, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 2,700 square feet. This just came on the market. So really nice, low maintenance, easy care property for someone.
And what else do you see on your list there?
So we have on the affordable side, we have a single wide in a park on North Stevens. This is a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home, 924 square feet, $39,500. And the space rent on this is $675,000. And then we have another 55 and over community, 111 River Ridge Avenue. So this is on the west side of Roseburg. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,300 square feet. It was built in 93, priced at $93,000. So really cute, covered carport. Looks like it has fresh paint. Space rent on that is $795.
And I see a house out in green on, looks like Austin Road.
Yeah, so Austin Road, look at this. This is a manufactured home, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,300 square feet, built in 99. It's on its own lot, 0.17 of an acre. It's got all kinds of low maintenance yard landscaping, really pretty landscaping, listed for $252,500. I think this would probably go pretty quick.
Now, a lot of great houses from the 50s, 60s on the west side of Roseburg.
Yeah, this cute one on Alamosa. It's on a cul-de-sac off Shenandoah. 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath, 1-level home. Really cute. Had a lot of fresh updates, some new flooring in it. I love these 1950s homes, but this is listed for $325,000. So not very many homes come up for sale in this neighborhood on a cul-de-sac.
What about if you want to be out and you want a lot? Not just a lot, but a lot of land.
This is 274 acres.
Wow.
Out Willis Creek Road, $895,000. Gosh, it's got 3 ponds. It's got marketable timber. You have internet service out there. If you want a shooting range, you can have that out there. Campground, LOP tags. I mean, this property has it all if you want something with the outdoors that you can enjoy.
So whatever price point people are interested in, or if they've got more questions, how do they get a hold of your folks?
Yeah, you can always give us a call at 541-371-5500 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens in Roseburg.
Local Real Estate Today on the Morning Report. It's 9 o'clock.